This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ plus national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
There's a lot of news coming out of Australia, as there always is, but things in the United States and the United Kingdom have been heated enough that we wanted to open today's show with a summary of some of the events that have been occurring there, because it looks like there's a chance that both may just lose their leaders. To unpack what the heck is going on, Informer reporters Nick Hines and Nicholas Kamenia-Sandra have looked into those respective hecks. Let's start with the United Kingdom. Nick Kamenia-Sandra, what is going on in the UK? The mother country has, I do not, but some people do refer to it as, Boris Johnson seems like he's in quite a lot of trouble.
Yes, the headlines coming out of Britain this week are that UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's proroguing of Parliament has been utterly eviscerated. The Supreme Court of the UK ruled 11-0 that Johnson's proroguing of Parliament was unlawful and that he lied to the Queen when he recommended that she enact the proroguing. Lady Brenda Hale of the Supreme Court, representing them in a fiery speech, said that Prime Minister Johnson did not provide adequate reason for Parliament to be prorogued or why the period of prorogation should last for 5 weeks. She didn't say this, but it was quite obvious that he was just attempting to force through a no-deal Brexit, which, you know, regardless of which side of Remain or Leave that you're on, is basically the worst-case scenario for the UK. And a quote that stood out to me is that she said that it was like the commissioners had walked into the House of Lords with a complete blank sheet of paper in order to justify their decision.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's being regarded as an important moment for the UK, which does not have a written constitution, for the division between the powers of the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. How did opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn respond?
Jeremy Corbyn has been celebrating. He considers it a decisive victory. He was at a Labour Party conference in Brighton shortly afterwards, and to a cheering crowd of supporters, called for Boris Johnson to become the shortest reigning Prime Minister in UK history. Mm-hmm. By resigning. Other Labour MPs have echoed this sentiment in the press. You know, they've also called for Boris Johnson to resign.
I think it's worth noting as well that Corbyn has been criticised by some on his own side of politics for his, and he's been this way for throughout basically the entire Brexit saga, ambiguity when it comes to, you know, the kinds of positions that he is willing to take. While he certainly is not a pro-Brexiteer in the mould of Johnson, I think there is a sense that he is not willing to fight to remain in Europe in a way that a lot of people like the Liberal Democrats, for example, would. So what is Boris Johnson actually saying?
Boris Johnson has sort of dug in his heels a little bit. He's said that he respects the decision of the Supreme Court. However, he's also said that he disagrees with it, and he insists he did not lie to the Queen, and that he basically is trying to find some way of maintaining his integrity. In fact, earlier today in the UK Parliament, Labour MP Paula Sheriff gave a rousing speech where she criticised Boris Johnson for using buzzwords and inflammatory language that is echoed by a lot of people who send death threats regularly to Labour MPs. She says they receive death threats every single day that echo things that Boris Johnson has said, his buzzwords, such as traitor, betrayal, surrender, that type of language. Boris Johnson responded immediately by coming out and calling it humbug. He said it was the biggest load of humbug he's ever heard. Mm-hmm. Although death threats against Labour MPs, if you remember, in 2016, there was the vicious murder of Labour MP Joe Cox, mm-hmm. which you know, showed that there are people who will make good on those death threats. And so I think a lot of Labour MPs are very on edge.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's worth noting as well that Paula Sheriff, who gave that speech, actually holds Joe Cox's seat. It's interesting to note that directly after the judgment, Johnson and a number of pro-Leave social media accounts were describing the judges as enemies of the people. So things are certainly heating up in the United Kingdom.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.